You're listening to 9 minutes of madness.
Have you heard of the new Gene Simmons album that's coming out soon?
No.
It's coming directly to you from Gene.
Like, literally.
Okay.
Not necessarily you, but...
It's a great idea he's got for a new album. His new album is going to start at $2,000.
And stupid fair.
Because Gene Simmons likes money.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah.
That's... I mean, that's still cheaper than the Kiss branded coffin.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if there's one thing that Gene knows, it's merchandising. But no, it's a 10 album,
yeah,
big set thing. And he's decided that, you know, downloads and streaming and all this is bullshit. He's going to hand deliver your set to you.
I see.
Personally.
So you're going to go to the Gene Simmons Vault website and check out the details, because I think you might want to get on...
It's also,
you might want to get one of these.
It's not just a CD. It's
a vault.
Like, it's an entire vault of CD material, or like album material, which is both physically large and physically ridiculous.
So, here are the vault experiences. First, you get the vault experience.
It's called The Vault.
Check it out.
150 plus never before released songs I've written spanning 50 years, going all the way back to when I was 14 years old, all the way to some of the songs that became Kiss classics. 10 CDs right here, all inside The Vault.
I like that it's this incredibly expensive, you know, ultra collector's edition type thing.
Yeah.
But the advertising on it is like nothing as much as a 3 a.m. infomercial.
It's like an infomercial. That's what I was thinking with it. It's literally like an infomercial.
10 CDs.
Yeah, it's like 10. To you. He's really like...
You. Yeah, that's right. I said to bring to you.
Yeah, that's right.
What I'm going to be doing is something that's never been done before.
It's really like infomercial.
I'm going to hand deliver the
like the honest impressions of him hand delivering.
Like you around the world.
So if you're
I also
in one of those
guys. Really cool stuff. An exclusive Gene Simmons action figure.
But,
in Gene We Trust medallion.
But not a Gene Simmons in makeup, just Gene Simmons.
With photos from my personal archives and my stories behind the songs. And a very special surprise item from me to you. You're not going to believe the things we found. The vault. Here's how you can get yours.
Pulled out.
How infomercial is it? So it comes with a Gene Simmons action figure. It's not Gene the rock star or Gene the fucking Kiss demon. It is a Gene the businessman action figure.
Wow.
And in Gene We Trust.
I think that's fair enough if you're selling your $2,000 album.
Hmm.
It should come with a Gene the businessman action figure.
Well, I'm more excited by the one-of-a-kind hand-selected random piece of crap he's had lying around that he wants to get rid of.
I like that he's gone through his basement and he's found, like, some stuff.
Yeah, I was like, what if it's in his attic?
But he's put up a couple of videos of what the memorabilia may be.
Hi, everybody. Keith Valcourt from Rhino Records here. So June and I went through his archives, his basement, his attic, we went through his storage space.
Demon boot cover! So I'm saying that's a pretty cool thing you get. Like, on the other hand, this is what you could also get in the vault.
A bag of stage worn socks.
No, it's not my dirty laundry.
When we found these in the storage space, you told me these are actual socks from 1977. They're actually worn on stage, Destroyer tour socks.
This is true.
I just want this line on here, because he's about to say these are actual socks.
Yeah.
These are actual socks we wore.
Yeah, that's enough.
Wait.
So,
does Gene Simmons have some sort of hoarding problem? This is his way of dealing with it.
He's going to get rid of all this. But
yeah.
Why does even he have a bag of socks he wore on stage in 1975?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, dirty old.
Dude, why did
pair
you
of
watch
socks?
Them at, in 1975 in a day? Like, you know.
So, you either continue wearing the socks or you chuck them out. He was going through his basement. He's like, an old dirty pile of socks. He's like, I've got one of my costume boot things. You got an old dirty pile of socks. They're about equal.
Yeah.
Many socks is equivalent in value to
one boot cover.
How many of his dirty socks are equivalent to value in one of his boots?
First of all, I have a lot of underwear and socks that I don't wear on a regular basis in my drawers.
Mm.
But they're all clean.
Yes.
I didn't just wear them and then leave them
in
my basement or something.
Why does he have a basement full of his dirty socks?
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, now that you've seen this, whatever you get in your vault, if it's not a bag of socks, you're going to be pretty impressed.
Yes.
But you know, like, I'm like, he's got the...
Like whatever piece of crap he chucks in there, it's like, well, at least it's not a bag of his dirty socks. Like, even if Even if it's just one of his dirty socks, it'll be at least just sort of a bag full of fucking socks. But at this point, it's got the cheesy explosion, and the voiceover guy sounds a little off. So I thought this was a parody you were showing me.
Yes,
and then they show Gene with the actual bag of socks.
Because it feels like it's a parody.
Yeah.
Like, it really does. And then I'm like, and he's just showed you the boot cover. This is literally, like, he it's brought like two items in, and he's like, he's trying to impress this guy. He's like, this is the actual Kiss costume, and this is an actual pile of dirty socks.
If you listen to it, it's not all Gene's socks. I think it's all the band's.
Oh, wow. He's freely his dirty socks.
I think it might also be...
This is what I want to know. How does Gene end up with everyone else in the band's dirty socks? Because at the end of the concert, does he go up to the drummer? He's like, yeah, you've just been drumming for 2 hours. You've got stanky boot sweat. Can I have your socks? Like, he doesn't do that. Or does he just... He's like, everything is Kiss memorabilia. Like, every item must be collected.
Maybe that's why this is a unique gift, because this is the one time he managed to convince everyone else in the band to give him his socks.
Yeah.
Like, normally, they're like, fuck off, Gene. What the hell is your problem?
It's like, stop touching my sweaty, dirty underwear.
I guess that bag of dirty socks, it's even been shown in this video with Gene talking about the dirty bag of socks. So, you know, it's
good. Does that mean I can get a couple of jock straps or something? Yeah.
I hope so.
I think he's got a hoarding problem. Like, I think they had to go to a great deal of effort to convince him to part with his bag full of old socks.
Yeah, to wrench away from him his beautiful laundry. So.
Yes, Gene. We were thinking maybe, Gene, the old socks are wonderful, and we appreciate that you held on to them, but wouldn't your fans appreciate them even more? Isn't it selfish of you to hoard them? Well, why don't we take them out of your basement? Take all this stuff out of your basement, and we'll distribute it to the fans.
Yeah, maybe that's it. They're just trying to get rid of his hoarding crap. Now you want a vault.
Yeah.
But, you know, what if you don't get the socks?
So, yeah, that's the $2,000 one.
Mm.
Where you get the album. But you're probably thinking, what are the other experiences? And you want to compare experiences.
I do.
You know, anyway. So, now, this one's $50,000.
Okay.
And this is the real deal.
Hi, everybody. It's Junior against you. Hey. How'd you like it if I came to your home and I hosted the greatest party?
Sure. It's starting to sound kind of desperate now.
I was like, I'm selling this. It's like, all right, I'll throw this in. I'll come to your house. Just buy this. Come on, man. I'll have it some cash. And can you buy a couple of smokes?
It sounds like...
It sounds like that, right?
It sounds like a gambling addict or a drug user that's like going to sell off all their crap.
He's like, look, for $50,000, I'll come to your house. For an extra $20,000, I'll suck you off. Whatever, man.
Instead of an alley, he's just using your house for the same purpose.
While I'm in your home, I'll sign autographs for you.
I'll use your toilet.
Now, pause it for a second.
While I'm in your home,
now, you better watch out, because at some point, I'm going to, like, prank you by ordering a Gene Simmons into your house.
Yeah.
Because this is, like, the ultimate gag gift. If, like, you're a pretty rich dude,
if you
just order a Gene, because sometimes you're like, what the fuck? Like, it'll be so bewildering. Gene's like, hey, buddy, I'm going to be here for a few hours, whether you like it or not.
Where's your friend? And he comes in and
makes a sandwich,
he puts on some... Yeah, so you got me for prank? No, I didn't. No party.
No.
It's just me.
Yeah. You don't listen to some Kiss. You're like, I don't really like any Kiss.
So you're a huge Kiss fan?
No.
Not really.
No.
You're okay.
You're okay. I like the drama really better. It's like, you know, Tom Cruise. It's just one of those...
It's like, you know, Nina's.
You're staying here for 2 hours.
Yeah. But I'm getting my money's worth.
Like, how much stuff do you think you can force him to do? Because, again, like, $50,000's just not that much to this guy. You don't think that he'd want to go to some stranger's house? You know, in whatever city. It's so bizarre.
And if
you buy one of those, like, weird houses that's, like, in the outback, they're like,
oh, God. Yeah, make him travel to. It's like, hey, Gene. We've put up $50,000 together. It's in Somalia, Mogadishu. We've got this little shack. We want you to come down.
I should also note that this infomercial contains a disturbing amount of pre-existing footage of Gene Simmons looking awkward at random dudes' parties.
I like how much it's like, this is an artist's impression of Gene looking awkward in your house. Just going, why the hell did I agree to this? He's going to hang out with like some hillbilly that's like, the guy's like, so you're a big Kiss fan. No, just a little lonely, hard up for some company. I got a lot of money, but don't see no people. Like, it's just gonna be like one of those things. Is that like, will Gene sign your penis?
Will I be...
Will Gene Simmons really be coming to my house?
Yes.
Will he be playing any music? Maybe.
So will Gene supply food and drink?
Like, no, dude, you're hosting him.
He is aware that at this point.
You know what? It's like, you know when you go to someone's house and you bring a bottle of wine? It's expected.
I feel like, you know, Gene, it's cool that you showed up, but you didn't bring any bags of chips. That's kind of rude.
That's pretty rude.
Can I ask Gene Simmons questions about Kiss?
Yes. What a surprise.
I was like,
will Gene Simmons clean my house? No.
Well, before us, the pilot.
That's it. He does not do housework, including windows.
I was going to say, is that kind of like also, can you make him do anything?
I think some people, like, you know, want to order him to, you know, just get wrenching for 2 hours to do.
Yeah, it's like,
well, I understand that this is actually a problem with, like, sexy maid services, is that they have to clarify that they're not actually a cleaning service.
Hang on, they're not?
No. Well, they'll do light cleaning, generally.
Oh, wait, are you saying sexy maid like prostitute?
Yeah, like prostitute.
You know, Gene is not a sexy maid.
You wouldn't think there would be that level of confusion.
Will they clean?
You have a total of 25 guests.
How many security guards did he say would turn up?
It just says Gene will arrive at your house with a label representative and security personnel.
Well, I need to know how many security guards he's got, because, you know, I Gene's not even providing food and drink. I need to know.
Do you think you have to feed the security guards?
I assume.
No,
that would be polite.
It would be polite, but
do you have to feed Gene?
I mean, if I was a security guard guarding Gene Simmons in this bizarre scenario, I probably wouldn't be accepting any food and drink.
You know what? You probably shouldn't be accepting any food.
Hey,
like, especially if you're called out to a weird redneck compound in the middle of fucking nowhere. How bizarre is, and it's, this looks so bootlegging infomercially.
Yes.
You think it's like, you know, some badly licensed TV kind of, like, just the way it's laid out.
It's the Kiss Experience, not.
And then you're like, oh no, Gene comes to your house. Like, it's just so weird.
Why is he going door to door? He wants to meet some hardcore fans and chill out with them.
And he also doesn't.
And then he's like, okay, he's put the price where, you know, every Kiss fan on Earth, you know, because if it was like, you know, $500, sure, I'll
Yeah.
Gene.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I want some albums and hang out with Gene.
$1,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
$2,000.
You know, I like Kiss. I'm a big Kiss fan. But
like, I personally wouldn't spend
$50,000, but.
I understand that, you know, Gene comes to your house should be, you know, slightly higher in price than, say, a Kiss concert.
Yeah, exactly.
right.
But like,
the,
you know,
the meet and greet,
like, they're probably, you know, they're probably going to stick to, you know, the majority of the time they're doing concerts, not individual.
It's just, it's very bizarre. Hey, you know what? Okay, I've got a great idea. You order, like, Kiss to come, Gene to come to the place. And then you, like, call up one of the ex-band members that's been fired.
And you're like, really comes to
you make
too.
Some, like, you know, reality TV kind of uncomfortable sort of, like, what's that guy where everyone's swearing on the show and they're beating each other?
Oh, Jerry Springer.
Yeah, like, you make it like a Jerry Springer thing.
Yeah.
You know what the thing
and
is?
And then you film it and you sell the footage and you get your money back.
Yeah, way more.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
And then you make it, like, an entire season out of that just one day. And then you order another one and you get a different guy that'd be uncomfortable with Gene till you have, like,
I'm fairly sure after the first time. No, on the other hand, he does seem pretty desperate.
He's not up for the cash. But I like the idea of charging admission to it, because, like, you may be able to turn a profit if you, like, stage this correctly.
Yeah.
It says you can give him gifts.
It does, actually.
So, he will accept gifts.
Oh, no, but the thing is, like, he'll accept whatever bizarre crap that, like, you give him. So, like, you get rid of, like, you're like, Gene, take out the garbage.
I know, you said he wouldn't clean.
He wouldn't clean, but you're like, this is a gift for you. And he's like,
only if it's
can I give gifts slash letters to Gene? Of course, just nothing perishable, illegal, dangerous, or communicable.
Okay, so the garbage kind of being festering for too long.
No, it's perishable. So you can't give him food.
I don't know, like, you can give him recycling and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like cardboard.
Yeah, you just can't give him, like, cookies or trash.
I was thinking like the next stage about like Gene Simmons comes to your home is that you get to go to Gene Simmons' home and like live there for a while.
Yeah. Probably his children and his wife.
Like the bumming on the couch. Like you get 2 days of like bumming in Gene Simmons' house. You get to rifle through his fridge. You get to like hit on his like daughter. Like, you know,
or his son.
It's all it's all cool.
Yeah.
You know, you can crank some Kiss off his stereo until like someone calls the cops because it's
you can invite Ozzy Osbourne over because that'll be chaos.
You go to his house experience. That's fucking awesome.
His hair looks faker and faker in every video.
It's a Gene Simmons wig. It's not a Kiss wig.
Yes, but it used to look like it looked like hair in the first one. This is a cheaper, nastier, like fucking Halloween wig.
Is it actually a wig? Because I think he just dyes his hair. And his hair is just, like, not so great because he's, you know, freaking old.
I thought it was a wig.
And, it has to be a wig.
Dude, if it was a wig and it was Gene Simmons, you know how much better it would look? Dude, I'm going to use the Trump
costume. I don't know.
Okay, that's true because his costumes are pretty...
Oh, I don't know. Based on the quality of his videos, I get the feeling that he's in some serious money trouble.
If you had said earlier today,
Simmons, he's probably got a lot of money, he could afford a decent wig. I'd say, sure. He's Gene Simmons. But after watching this, he appears to be, you know, auctioning off stuff in his garage.
Yeah.
Can you ask questions about the hair?
You can try. It's not forbidden.
It's not, you know.
It's not on.
It's not excluded.
Well, you can ask him questions about Kiss. So presumably, you can, you know, ask him what do the other members of Kiss think of your terrible wig?
Yeah, nice. Does Peter Criss like your hair? Does he think it is a wig? Has Paul Stanley ever accused
what
you of wearing a wig?
What would you say? What would the other members of Kiss say if I were to ask them whether you wear a wig?
Yeah, but yeah, I was going to say, you can actually tell that it's his hair because it's degraded to the state that it is now from. Yeah, what it used to look like.
Have any of the members of Kiss suggested that you would look better in a wig than whatever the hell you've done to your hair?
Yeah.
We need to set up a Kickstarter to send Gene Simmons to Mogadishu.
Yes. Pirate party with Gene Simmons.
25 of your favourite pirates.
With real pirates.
There you have it. Remember to send your comments, rants, or death threats to podcastmadness@gmail.com. And don't forget to tune in next week for another 9 Minutes of Madness.